This is Israel Nash, and this is my music journey.
Everything has a story.
Israel Nash's story begins in rural southwest Missouri, growing up around a musical family.
My grandpa and grandma, they sang in like a gospel radio hour back in the 50s. There were guitars and instruments around, you know, and my dad was a minister, so there were, you know, in the church there's pianos and auto harps and finger cymbals and, you know, just things to make noise and kind of make you want to see what that does. And I was around music my whole life and really kind of started playing piano when I was 8 for a few years, and then really kind of found my love with guitar. I found my mom was a songwriter as well in the 70s, and she had a classical guitar in the closet for years and had like 5 strings on it and an old chord book. I started playing that thing and learning, you know, old folk songs.
While Nash certainly loved all the instruments, he developed a strong appreciation of writing. It's a process he describes as isolated and beautiful. He's released 5 full-length recordings since 2009, the most recent coming this summer with the 12-track Lifted. Rolling On kicks off the record. Disappointed in the recent political landscape, Nash opted to write uplifting songs rather than dwelling on his downhearted feelings.
Writing that song was me kind of trying to get out of that depression. Like, okay, this is how things are, but I can't just stay in a funk. It's got to move forward. And that's the beauty that music has always given me, is like that even when I didn't know it, like writing music and even performing it is some of the greatest representation of being in the moment. Because time flies by, like, you don't even know what's going on. You're not thinking. You're not stuck in your head. It just moves so fast. So, you know, I've realized how much that's been a meditative state even before I ever really started meditating and understanding that. The music has done that naturally. That's still a place that I write songs. And I'll have songs that are, I have them and I will continue to write them, that are political. But I thought that I think that also the more that people can be kind of woke to the concepts of love and kind of appreciation, that that's a cure too, that changes the world around you. So I'm not so bold to think a record's going to just change the world around you or change the mass of the world, but I always say change the world around you, how big or how small it is. Put beautiful things in the world and share something with other people, you know.
I'm
The song Looking Glass started off the writing process for Lifted, the first collection of songs Nash wrote and recorded in his own studio in Dripping Springs, Texas, the place he's called home for several years.
The studio is, you know, it's a newer chapter in my process and in my songwriting and as a producer and as an artist. I think that as I got the studio and kind of got more gear, you kind of, you know, as humans, we're inquisitive and want to learn and grow. And it's like, well, I want to know how to do this. I don't want to just have to wait for someone else to come here and flip this thing on, know how to pull something off. Like, I get the sound in my head and I can kind of get it out on the keyboard or with a pedal or with an effect or something relatively quickly in a way that I couldn't do 5, 6, 7 years ago. So it's just kind of realizing that the studio can be an instrument in its own and part of the record and can help shape the song too. But it was a song that just, it just felt great, and that was the early kind of representation of me really trying to find this wall of sound stuff, because I had been reading a lot about like Phil Spector and kind of achieving some of that stuff, like on All Things Must Pass, you know, double drums, four acoustic guitarists playing the same part on one microphone. You know, so that was the first song where I got to try these ideas as we were recording it and double things up and triple and quadruple and make this what I'm kind of calling the hill country hillbilly wall of sound. The track Lucky Ones came to Nash after dozing off in the studio one night. He woke up with the tempo in his head and worked on the song until the next morning. And that's how that stuff happens, where you don't know when it's going to hit. I don't really like say I'm just going to work in the studio from 9 to 5. I just try to be available to where music takes me, regardless of the time. So that song kind of came about, and it was about kind of the deeper things that we're talking about realizing that I didn't need to be in the spotlight, that I could just as well be isolated and be out in the country, and that there's a balance of that, because it's like, as much as I get that country and that isolation, it's like I go out in the world and wear some other hats, and I think it's, the song kind of represents me coming to terms with what all that means and finding the beauty and finding my purpose and responsibility in it, and seeing that it's all connected. And that's kind of what the chorus is about, you know, that we're all a part of one. And for me to see that large, at a large scale, but then also to see that part of one that I've had with my family, with my wife and my daughter, and living out there, and that we're a part of one. Something that connects me with myself and helps me understand my perspectives and allows me to get into my head, to get out of my head. It also is a vehicle that allows me to then connect with other people all over the world and share find something that's now bigger than me and more important than music, which is, I think, just human beings coming together and being appreciative and smiling together and being connected. You are scattered like light from the sun. Want to make a bunch of records, and I think that I didn't realize how much the studio would start replacing the idea that, okay, it's time to make a record and getting all these things together, where it can be more kind of like, I was, you know, inspired by like Prince and Paisley Park and these ideas that you could just have a vault and just always be making records. I kind of have a goal to make a few records in a year and just see what happens, you know, like, okay, cool, we'll put this one out, or maybe we'll save this and put it out in 20 years. But to have less of an agenda like that attached to the record, you know, I realize that I want to go to a bunch of places and kind of have surprises in there, because that's where inspiration is too, when you go down new paths or something you haven't done. Otherwise it can get kind of like, you know, feel a little stifling, and I want to keep that fresh on every step.
Nash also encourages all of us to search and find those little sparks of inspiration. As he says, it might be a sound, a groove, a color, or an object. Nash remains convinced that whether you're making a record or just living life, it's the small inspirations that can change you and the world around you. My thanks to Israel Nash for his time, inspiration, and especially his music. I'm Mike Foley. Talk to you again on the next Music Journey.